Good morning, this is AJ with Ebbs and Flows. I wanted to talk a little bit about the first times today. One of the things that a lot of people have said is that the first time for anything is always the most difficult. And over time, that process gets easier, but it doesn't ever go away. I've always known that I could feel the best, but I wouldn't feel 100%. I could get to maybe 90%, 95%, 96%, even 99% better, but I'll never feel 100% better through all of this. Right after my dad passed away, back in November of last year, his funeral was November 29th, my birthday was November 30th, so I had my birthday the first day after his funeral. After I said goodbye to him, I had to have my birthday. And honestly, like I had talked about in the last episode with exhaustion and grief, it's so crazy because there's all these people around you all the time. And for my birthday, all I wanted to do was just basically sit in silence by myself with no one. And thankfully, my mom was with me for that, and so was my aunts and my uncle. So I did get to, in those moments, have the availability to have somebody close to me. So in those moments, it was good to have somebody with me at all times. And what was really kind of great for me was not having to be alone. But it's always those first things. And right after my dad passed, on November 20th, later that week was Thanksgiving. So we had our first Thanksgiving without him. And I think we left his chair open where he would normally be sitting for Thanksgiving dinner. So in that moment, I don't think it fully hit us yet. It didn't hit us that we would never see him again on this earth. But we knew that he wasn't going to be there for us for that moment. The first things have always been challenging. I experienced my first Father's Day without my dad this past week, and I pretty much just blocked the day out of my mind. I didn't want to think about it, didn't want to hear about it, and for the most part, that really worked, except for all the messages that I got from people that were texting me saying, I'm thinking about you today, you're in my thoughts, you're in my prayers, you're, you know, how are you doing? And I finally said to somebody, I was like, you know, I was doing really well until you texted me and said that you were thinking about me today. And we shared a laugh about it because it is true. It's the first Father's Day without my dad. I don't want to think about Father's Day. I don't want to be reminded about Father's Day. So in that instance, I was kind of like, kind of smart alecky, like, yeah, I don't want to hear about it. But, you know, that's just how this whole process goes. You're going to hear about things. You're going to see things and remember certain things about your own loss that either will get to you or it'll just be like something for me where I just kind of block it out. Our family's pretty humorous, so we also crack jokes a lot, which is definitely humor helps. Humor for sure helps. We also got to experience the first Christmas without him. My mom and I doing Christmas like we've always done when he was there, which was he would just film on his camera that he bought whenever I was born, kept the receipt for that and everything. Literally, he bought this camera 5 days before my date of birth, 11/25/1993. Still kept the receipt and everything. But he would always come down the stairs wearing a Grinch hoodie. His favorite characters, the Grinch, not the new Grinch with Jim Carrey, but the old cartoon Grinch, favorite character. So with that, I remember trying to emulate him as best as I could in that moment, which was I wore his Grinch sweatshirt down the steps. I filmed my mom opening her presents. I think she filmed me opening mine. I told her that her presents would range in between crying and not crying. So I got her favorite scent that she uses for showering and for lotion. Then I got her a Mosaic Maker Lego. If you don't know about the Mosaic Maker Lego, please familiarize yourself with it. It is a fantastic gift idea. I think for loss in general, but for anything, if you want to remember something that's really cool, you just send a photo to Lego and they made a board for you and then send you the pieces to create whatever you made the picture of. So my coworkers at my old job got me a mosaic maker of my dad's face with him smiling. So that was pretty cool. For my mom for Christmas, I built her favorite photo of my dad and I, which was my dad and I at the US Open a long time ago back here in Pittsburgh. I also got her a blanket that just said how thankful I was for her and how no matter what through everything, I'll always love her. It's gifts like that where my dad in this circumstance would have gotten her anything else, but it's just... I think it helped us in a way. It helped us remember that despite him not being here, we have each other. And that to me is the most important thing to have. We also have this tremendous family that has stuck with us through everything. And it's always like the first stuff that really got to me. I went to my first sporting event right after my dad and Tom passed away. I literally went to the sporting event by myself. I couldn't bring myself to invite anybody else. I just needed to go and sit there by myself. With that being said, I saw Pitt play Duke at the Peterson Event Center in Pittsburgh at 9 o'clock at night, I think on a Thursday night. And it was one of those moments where my dad and I totally would have been there together. I would have texted him anytime during the day and said, "Hey, you want to go to the Pitt game tonight?" And he would have been like, "What time?" And I said, 9 o'clock. And he would have said something to the effect of, "Well, at 9 o'clock, I hope to be seeing my eyelids." Classic dad humor there. So I went to that game by myself. Pitt got obliterated by Duke, which was totally expected and fine with me. And my dad and I were supposed to go to a game together the week of my birthday. I think Pitt was playing like Georgia Tech or something like that for ACC play. And I remember saying to my dad, or it was actually Pitt, Missouri, actually, was who Pitt was going to be playing. And I remember earlier in the season being like, "Let's go see a Pitt game," but it was going to be against some nobody opponent. And then I said, "You know what, let's go see Pitt play Missouri, because then we can see how Pitt kind of stats up against national audiences." Now, of course, I didn't go to that game, Pitt versus Missouri, because my dad had passed, and I didn't. I couldn't bring myself to go to that game. Another thing that's going to be really challenging for me is the fact that since Heinz Field, now Acrisure Stadium, has opened, my dad has always had season tickets to the Steelers games. My dad and I would go to Steelers games every season. We'd probably go to all of them, all the home games together. My dad went to Super Bowls with his friend Tom. And I couldn't bring myself to go to a game at the end of last season. For me, it wasn't so much that my dad wasn't there, but it was more so the fact that he wasn't going to be there with me. Now, of course, I would have went with my mother. I would have spent the whole game answering questions from her about the game and who's that and why they do that and blah, blah, blah. That's pretty much how that goes. But at the same time, my dad and I could have sat at that whole game. He would have brought his little handheld radio and he'd be listening to the radio broadcast during the game while he's at the game. Little things like that. And for me, not having that is so, it's tough for me. I went to a game at the start of the season with my dad. We left Philadelphia in the morning because we saw the Phillies play that night, his last baseball stadium that he needed to go to. And we drove to Pittsburgh. We got to the Steelers game early, which for us never happens. We never made it to a game on time. But in this instance, we did. And I said, "Well, I guess the key is we have to leave from Philadelphia to make it to games on time." The Steelers got obliterated in that game. I think they played the 49ers. The 49ers beat them like 30-6. So I'm hoping for better things this season now that the Steelers have both Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. But again, that first football game that I go to without him is going to be much, much different. And that's going to be difficult for me. I'm going to baseball games again My dad worked for some really important people when it comes to the Pirates, and my dad and I love baseball. After he's passed, I've still been able to go to Pirate games, and actually I've gone to more Pirate games this season than I've gone to any season. Today will be my 8th game that I've gone to this season, so that's pretty cool, and it's not even halfway through the season. We're not even close to the All-Star break yet, so that's pretty cool for me. These people that my dad worked for, they've been tremendous to us. They've really just, and it goes a long way for me to see the kind of person my dad was, because if my dad was a crappy person or a crappy worker, we wouldn't have had this relationship. But because my dad was such a hard worker and loved his job and loved the people that he worked for, his presence continues to live on with them. For me, that's really cool because I love baseball, and it's really difficult for me. Going to baseball games without him is really difficult. And I wanted to throw this out there. I don't want to make anyone feel bad about this, but I have tickets for today's game, 2 tickets. And I asked literally everybody that I could have asked to go to this game. They all said no. They all said that they were busy, that they had something going on today. I had just started to think last night, like, if my dad was here, he'd be going to that game with me. There's not much that would come between my dad and I going to baseball games. And it just reminded me that he's not here. And man, I might have to go to this game by myself. That would have hurt. That would have definitely hurt. I found somebody to go with, but literally I asked like 25 people and they were all busy. Which, again, like I said, reminded me that my dad wasn't here. Because if he was, we'd be going to that game together. Sporting events for me is something that's always going to be difficult. My dad and I were huge sports fans. He was a big golfer. I've started to take up golf. I've gone to the driving range 3 times now since he's passed away. And although 3 times in 7 months doesn't seem like a whole lot, we did have to go through winter. So I picked it up just as summer has started here. I went out on the 2 hottest days of this week to hit golf balls and drenched in sweat both times. But that's something my dad would have been doing. He would have been doing those things. He would have done those things. Anything to keep the game going. I don't think I'm going to be competing in the Country Club Championship this season because my game's not there yet. But maybe in time I can compete for that and continue the Buffner legacy of championships at the Country Club. It's really telling to be in this process. When I think about what I talked about the last time I posted was the grief, the stages of the grief and everything like that. And for me, again, this is the first time that I'm dealing with the stages of grief like this. I dealt with stages of grief before with my grandparents passing away. They lived long lives and I couldn't have asked for anything more. I went through the stages of grief a little bit when my good friend Tim from Old Dominion passed away. He was young. He died way too soon. He just graduated college. And yeah, that was a really tough loss for me. I now make it a point every time that I'm in Richmond, Virginia to stop by his grave. And last week I was able to do that. Last Saturday I stopped by his grave and I dropped him a golf ball that my dad, I guess, left for me when I was out hiking in the woods nowhere near a golf course. I found a golf ball. And I just would like to think that that was my dad leaving that for me. It's just really crazy. It's really just something different that I never would have expected to ever be in this position. You know, it's just something that you never know what is going on or what's going to be going on. And it's just, for me, it's a lot. It's just so much for me. I got a message from my mom in a group chat yesterday about how she's in Colorado and she's enjoying it and it's great. And my dad, those vacations for my dad were the best vacations because he spent all of his time with his family. when we went to the beach when we were younger, when we went to beach vacations, he played golf half the time he was there, which was great because he loved it. But at the same time, he wasn't spending all of his time with us. He always had said that his favorite vacations were these vacations where we went to Steamboat and we hung out in the mountains because he was always with us. And even now, today, I think he's always with us. I mentioned to a couple people that the day that my dad passed away, that night we all gathered around the dining room table, we were talking, we were all exhausted and sad and just everything. And I remember looking, something just told me to look to the left, and I saw him back turned to us sitting at the counter. You know, for me, that's just so, it was meaningful. It's really meaningful. I'm somebody who's a deep believer in the paranormal and the supernatural and those kinds of things. And I think that I really have a connection when it comes to that stuff. But to see my dad the night that he passed away, to me, that was really touching. Another thing that, again, it's the first of these experiences for us. This is the first summer vacation that my mom has been in Colorado without my dad. She drove out there to Colorado by herself with the dog. Last year when she drove to Colorado, she drove most of the way by herself, but she picked my dad up from the airport in Denver. So for that, another reminder that this is something that we have to continue to conquer. We have to continue to make these adjustments in our life, but we know that we have family that supports us. We know that we're in a good position with the family that we have. And I realize that some people don't have this family relationship. They don't have the people by them at all times. That's got to be difficult. That's got to be more difficult than what I'm experiencing. And I always say that somebody always has it worse. Yes, this sucks. Yes, this is a terrible thing to experience, but somebody always will have it worse. I was reminded by my uncle's spouse that we were so lucky to have the experience we did when we were writing my dad's obituary. We had my Uncle Tom, his wife Jeannie, my cousin Jimbo and his wife Karen, my uncle, my cousin Carl and his wife Carrie, my aunt Susan, my uncle Dick. We had all these people around the table with us helping to construct this obituary for him. And I was reminded by my uncle's spouse that some people have to write those obituaries by themselves. I couldn't even imagine having to write an obituary by yourself for someone that you loved. For someone that you spent your life with. I can't even imagine what that would be like. I don't really know how that is because I haven't felt that. But it just goes back to the fact that we have just had such an amazing time with our family through all of this. It hurts me daily. I am hurt. I've lost somebody that I love. I've lost two people that I love in a short amount of time. And the late nights are things that really get to me. I went to the Pirate game on Monday of last week. That was June 23rd at the moment. That day was June 17th. I went to that game. I had dinner with one of my dad's old bosses, and him and I sat next to each other at the game. And in that moment, you know, everything felt good. But when I got home and I started to think about what has transpired in my life and the things that have really affected me, it wasn't until then when I sat there and started to think, this really hurts. This really hurts. This is difficult. This journey sucks. The things that we have to go through are difficult. I may never feel 100% again. I thank my uncle's spouse for sharing with me that she feels that I've handled this situation with dignity and grace, and that I need to give myself grace sometimes. That I need to grieve. Because for me, sometimes it's unhealthy to grieve. I feel it's unhealthy to grieve. But I need to let those feelings out. But again, like I said in the last episode, I never want to worry anybody. When my mom went to France, she was so worried to leave. And she remembers back when she went to Steamboat the last time with my cousin's spouse, where I had said that was the first time I really felt alone. Granted, I had all these family and friends around us, but I still felt alone. My mom was across the country away from me. My next closest support person was also across the country away from me. And my mom was nervous to leave France because she didn't want me to feel alone. It's moments like this again where she's in Steamboat and I'm here. Thankfully, with all this, we have all this family and our friends so close to us, but it still doesn't take away that feeling. Trying to plan somebody to go to this pirate game with, and literally 25 people that I've asked all said that they were busy, or they were working, or whatever, they had family around. It was another moment like that where I felt alone. So I know if my dad was here, he'd be going to that game with me. Heck, if Tom was here, he'd be coming to that game with me. It's moments like this. It's the first moment for me for things like this where I feel alone. It's the real first time in my life that I've ever felt truly alone. And it's a feeling that I'm going to have to get used to feeling. My dad is gone. Tom is gone. I'm going to have to get used to the feeling of being alone. This feeling is difficult. Saying these words out loud has never been easy. Saying it in a podcast has never been easy, but I think for me, it helps me. It helps me get these feelings out there. I need to be okay with saying them out loud. Whoever listens to this needs to be okay with me saying these things out loud. It's really difficult. It's difficult to be in these moments. But again, as time passes, the first things that we go through, we have to get through the first things, because if we don't, we can never get through the second or the third or the fourth. The first time is always the most difficult. My dad's birthday is coming up July 14th. That'll be a really difficult day. But at the end of the day, it's something we need to get through. We need to celebrate him as if he was still here, but we celebrate his memories now instead of him being here. I wanted to thank people that have listened to this. If you can rate this on Spotify or on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, by giving it a 5-star and letting me know what I've done well in this podcast and what I could improve on, or however you feel like, that's the best way the podcast can get broadcast and marketed to other parts of the world, as if they have ratings on them. So thank you for listening. I'm going to get this episode out today, June 23rd, and I will be recording another episode this evening so I can have another episode ready for next Sunday when I am on my way home from Colorado. When I'm in Colorado, I won't have an episode to post. So yeah, thanks again for listening. This is AJ, Ebbs and Flows. Remember, grief ebbs and flows. Sometimes you feel it, sometimes you don't. Sometimes there is no in-between with it, but it is ever here. It is forever here. It hits you sometimes. Sometimes it's fine, but you need to know that you're not alone. There are people that are experiencing this with us. We are not alone in this experience. Thank you for listening.